Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Feal. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Bobby Feal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feal hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Grote and he is out, Weiss applying the tag. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Gasper moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gasper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball towards right. Clemente settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Clemente. Grote moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0 for 1 in the game. Feel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Feel reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feel scores. Jones moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 1 in the game. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feel misplays the ball. That's an error on Feel. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley strikes out. 1 out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Mets, 2, Pirates, 2. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Jones reaches second base with a double. Veal moves to third. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Veal scores. Jones scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Ed Charles. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 2 in the game. Gasper hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Clendenin scores. Garrett goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Mets. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartenstein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Bobby Veal now playing third base. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clendenon for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from May, and Alley drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-3 in the game. Gasper strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Martinez pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Jose Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lou Maroney now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaver takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, Mets. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Feel hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gasper. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 8-3, Mets. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. May reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 Mets. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Lou Maroney. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Moose now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-4 in the game. Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 9-4, Mets. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Weiss scores. Kunz moves to third. It's 10-4, Mets. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Feel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kunz scores. Agee moves to second. It's 11-4, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Feel moves to second. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clendenon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing right field. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-4 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Alou moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. Stargell scores. It's 11-6, Mets. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.